Alan Marine's announcement was a surprise only to people outside the company. Jamie Cagle, vice president of Alan Marine Tours, says they've been considering offering extended trips for some time.
We had made a move prior to Cruise West making their announcement of them, you know, having problems where they weren't going to be operating anymore. We had bought a boat, and it's been in town since June, that was not an ex-Cruise West vessel. But was a vessel that had come in and out of Southeast Alaska since she was built back in 86, and it was the old Executive Explorer. It's now named the Contessa, and we're going to rename her the Alaskan Dream. So we've been working on this overnight idea and project since early this summer, and with the opportunity of more vessels becoming available, we decided to acquire those as well.
The Alaskan Dream has a capacity of about 40 guests. Alan is acquiring two Cruise West ships for the tours, the Spirit of Alaska and the Spirit of Columbia. Both have seen service in the region, and with capacities of 78 guests, both are slightly smaller than the two other Cruise West ships to most recently call in Sitka, the Spirit of Endeavor and the Spirit of Discovery. The ships will be renamed the Admiralty Dream and the Baranoff Dream. Cagle says the local branding is part of Alan's overall strategy.
You know, we are local Alaskans, and part of our marketing niche is we are going to be showing off people, you know, kind of our backyard, the area that we're, you know, very is dear to our heart. And I think that, there are people that are going to want to get that aspect of cruising in Southeast Alaska.
Alan plans to offer tours beginning in May of 2011, starting with two of the ships and adding the third if needed. The cruises will begin and end on Saturdays in Sitka, with planned stops at Icy Straits Point and Hoona, Glacier Bay, Juneau, Tracy Arm, and Hobart Bay, where Alan plans to partner with Gold Belt Incorporated to offer kayaking, skiff rides, and bike tours. Cagle says the ships will explore the eastern shore of Baranoff Island, and there are pre- and post-cruise activities planned during the ship turnarounds in Sitka. Alan Marine has been operating day cruises in Sitka since 1970. Their business exploded in 1994 when the company began to offer day tours aboard high-speed monohulls and catamarans they built themselves in Sitka. The tour business has expanded to Juneau and Ketchikan with a fleet of over 20 vessels. In some ways, Alan Marine and Cruise West are alike, both durable family businesses with strong ties to their home communities. Industry experts are still trying to figure out what went wrong for Cruise West in Seattle. Cagle says Alan Marine does not believe that it was a lack of interest in Alaska cruising.
There was a lot of, you know, demand still out there, even with Cruise West. There were people coming up on these ships into Southeast Alaska. And just because Cruise West has gotten out of the market doesn't mean that demand has completely gone away. It's a matter of getting out to those customers and telling them we do have a good option. We may be a little different, but different probably for the better in, as far as experience goes.
Cagle says Alan is being assisted in its transition to the small ship cruise market by some industry veterans in the region, along with a small ship marketing group in Seattle. He expects some former Cruise West staff familiar with the ships may be hired, but he is not sure yet what the new business will mean for overall staffing at Alan Marine. The company hopes to roll out a new website for the cruise business in the next few weeks. Reporting in Sitka with help from Ed Ronco, I'm Robert Woolsey.